Network.
In a little bit later in the hour from Jonathan Irish and that whole thing in New Hampshire with the baby snatching over the Oath Keeper issue. And now the police have taken the baby away from CPS and are investigating sexual abuse while the baby was in government custody. You just can't make this type of stuff up. Randy Kelton, a pro se expert on so many levels. I've really listened to him a lot, researched him, interviewed him before, been following him for about 4 or 5 years. He's got basically the best, clearest research. And he tells people this is a completely criminal court system, and the systems he's come up with and studying other successful cases is the best there is. And that isn't saying a lot, but it's had a lot of successes and some failures, but it's like medicine. You practice and you learn. What he is good at is analyzing their criminality, their fraud at every level. And basically a bunch of crooks have taken over every facet of society, and they're going hog wild. We now go to Randy Kelton. Randy, next week will be with us for at least 3 hours in studio for a special transmission next Wednesday. Right now, and we'll be 24-hour live Money Bomb tomorrow for everybody at 11 a.m. It'll be a historic transmission. Please spread the word about that and get Aaron Dyke's video out. We got a break coming up in a minute and one long segment with you. Randy, kind of recap what you were getting into, and again, the systemic fraud and the tipping point you talked about and where all this is going.
Yes. We have been predicting since March when the government allotted $200 million to the FBI to investigate financial fraud that by June or July they would start indicting people, which they did, some 500. September, October, they would start prosecuting. Well, I expected prosecutions. I didn't expect the onslaught that we're getting. These incredible rulings against the lender, a ruling out of the Southern Court of San Diego, California, said that if MERS is involved in your note is virtually unenforceable.
And that's that fake computer deed filing.
Yes, they made up this mortgage electronic registration service. They told the court of Kansas that this requirement to file the sale of a security instrument with the clerk, with the county recorder's office, is archaic, costly, and cumbersome. And we come up with this whiz-bang company so they can file it with us. Well, the court told them, you're right, it is archaic, costly, and cumbersome. But you'll have to take that up with the legislature.
Because it's worked, and you got to have people with their hands on it. That's what works, the best system in the world, not your globalism scams run by Ken Lay and Bernie Madoff.
Exactly. They used MERS, and now the sky is falling in on them because of it. It was a scam so that MERS could stand in the front and pretend like they were the holder of the note. And behind MERS, these companies could sell the notes back and forth. It caused the origination of the note to disappear. Nobody knows who owns it anymore. And as far as property, that will destabilize the whole country.
The title is not blurred. The title is annihilated.
Right. It's gone. There's just no way of digging through all this morass of trash. And worse than that, MERS would scan the note into their records and then shred the original.
Well, Randy, look, this is all part of it. This is order out of chaos. They're going to destroy the whole private property system. The feds are going to take everything over.
I'm afraid. My biggest fear is that behind the banksters, the real money people have very deliberately orchestrated this whole thing as you go through how this was set up.
Yeah, this is like putting a Swiss watch together with a blindfold on and, you know, making it out of sand. This didn't happen by accident.
Yeah, and I'm afraid that the Bilderbergs and those with that kind of power and money have orchestrated the whole thing. They don't mind throwing the lender to the wolves.
What did Daniel Esselin tell me in 2006? It's an Endgame blueprint for global enslavement. It's also in the Obama deception. What did he say? The Bilderberg source, and he has a member that's actually a source, said, we're going to implode the mortgages coming up in the next 2 years. Nobody was talking about that then. Yeah, absolutely. They have done this whole thing. Ordered out of KO. Stay there, Randy Kelton. Let's continue to look at MERS on the other side. We'll get the latest on the Irish baby.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, Randy Kelton is our guest, and he'll be with us 3 hours next Wednesday in a special overdrive transmission from 1 to 4. I'll be broadcasting 26 hours tomorrow, 25 myself, and Watson comes in, does the last 2 hours of the Friday show. You don't want to miss that coming up. There's a key video that Aaron has posted at the Alex Jones channel. We need you to get out to everybody to promote the Money Bomb. Plus, it's a riveting piece. I think it's the best piece he's done, 12 minutes long. It's called We're Under Attack, and it's up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now and the Alex Jones channel. And, of course, we premiered it here last hour. Okay, Randy, for the rest of this 12-minute segment, you've got the floor. Continue going through the fraud and where you see all of this going, because as Bob Chapman covered last Friday, he was surprised Obama did it. But they understand if they do this, it totally undermines all confidence and it even hurts their scam worse. But higher-ups are above that, are pushing for it. The Congress passed a law that would allow the president, the way Bob described it, and I've read over it, and you can correct me because you understand the intricacies of all of this, that would basically say, okay, there's a new law. You don't really need proof of deeds. As long as they have this derivative, they can take your house. But then the predators are going to come in and keep taking houses they don't own or fighting with each other. And Bob thinks that after the election, Obama will then sign it in the lame duck session.
I'm afraid that he's right. But if they do that, they will create a condition that will condemn this country to a depression that's far worse than anything we've imagined, because we will receive no investment from anyone anywhere if they allow this to happen. No one would dare invest in property in the United States because they never know who's going to come and take it.
So it's the equivalent of dropping 10,000 financial nuclear warheads on us.
That's about the equivalent. That would be the death knell of this country as we know it.
Mission accomplished.
I think they've had it set up from the start. But while this is going on, there are things we can fix and things we can't. And I primarily work toward remedy.
Yeah, give us a preview, because people will now be calling us by the thousands, and next week, I mean, you didn't really want to come on because you're already so busy, you're running around the country, you're almost scared of the response you're getting, people needing help, I understand that, Randy, but just in basics, let's take the top three of the hundreds of different variants of scams, and give us a few case point examples of court cases that have been winning, things you've been doing that are successful. I was talking to you. You're saying, maybe out of 30 cases, you're having success, and two or three, you're not. Just give people some basic ideas.
Okay, we're having general success in almost all of them. We've got about 300 cases filed in court, and we only have about four or five people who are out of their property. And primarily, what we're doing initially is trying to stop the banksters in their tracks. And for all of the stuff that's out there, there's no magic in stopping the bankers. Sue them. Good suit, bad suit, any suit, just sue them.
It puts them into court and blocks them while it's going on, and they've committed so much fraud, they're going to be in trouble.
Exactly. And we're suggesting people sue in the Fed and sue pro se. We tell people, if you sue pro se in the courts, you can be sure that the courts are absolutely, totally corrupt. They are so corrupt that the other guys can't trust them either. In the end, the law doesn't really matter a whole lot. In the end, everything is politics. And now the politics is changing. And if you go in pro se, you have certain advantages. The court's going to rule against you out of hand. We already know that. So in going pro se, we know that if we get an attorney, the attorney's going to take $10,000 and do nothing, so he's not going to help you. So if you go in pro se, you can do things the attorney can't. We say that the courts hate pro se litigants, but they don't hate pro se litigants because they file stupid pleadings. They hate pro se litigants because every once in a while they run across the pro se from hell. The pro se who knows how to kick their behinds every way from Sunday and who knows there's nothing the court can do about it. That's the power a pro se has. We go in pro se and initially soften up the judge by filing judicial conduct complaints on him every time he breathes, then go down to the grand jury with criminal charges with him, against him, and try to get him arrested, which we won't get him arrested. But if we're waving criminal charges in front of the grand jury, there's a chance he could. And that would terrify him more than us getting in front of the grand jury. We can use tools attorneys would not dare use. We can create influence and pressures that attorneys would never use. And then at the end, we bring in counsel so counsel can ride in on his white horse and pull these dirty, rotten pro ses off the attorneys and the judges and get a deal the individual can live with. But initially, it's about stopping the courts. We started this in November of last year. We've had about four people lose their house, and that's because they were already so far advanced in the procedure it was too late to stop them. They could still go back and sue the lender for the fraud in the case.
And let's explain. You know, you talk about you're the greatest plagiarist ever. Well, that's a joke. There's no plagiarism in law. That's called precedent. Talk about the cases that have got the system so scared that the five biggest lenders in the country, led by the biggest overall mortgage holder, Bank of America, have ceased all repossessions. And the BBC says, you know, in their headline, Obama will not ban home repossession fraud. So, worldwide, it's fraud. People can look at it. It's fraud. Specifically, tell us about some of the victorious cases.
Well, we have two major cases out of the bankruptcy court in San Diego where the guys went into court Chapter 7. They put their house in the bankruptcy. Chapter 7 is unsecured. And the bank said, wait a minute, I've got a lien against this property. And the court said, okay, prove it. Well, we're the servicer, so what? And they, for the most part, in these two cases, the banks didn't even try to prove up ownership because they absolutely could not. So the bank said, you can't prove owner, you can't prove that you have a lien against the property is unsecured. They gave it back to them. To the borrower.
And that goes back to this MERS. What percentage of the current mortgages that are out there are under MERS, this fraud?
Well, the number is 62 million. Almost everything is involved with MERS in one way or another. And those who aren't involved in MERS are involved in the same kinds of manipulations that MERS used, that the people who use MERS got into. So everybody's essentially in the same boat. That's more of the Bank of America's problems is they have China coming after them, because not only did they rip off the borrower, they ripped off the investors big time.
And that actually came out a year and a half ago, mainly with Europe, that they, quote, sold them these bad derivatives with packaged mortgages. And that they sold them from the credit default swaps the baskets of crud and kept the cream. Microcosm is Timberwolf with Goldman Sachs, you know, saying this is absolute toxic waste. Let's sell it to our customers for AAA rating prices. And so this goes worldwide.
And then they sold the same ones to them 10, 15, 20 times. It wasn't bad enough that they sold them garbage the first time. They sold them the same garbage over and over.
But if you're going to sell garbage the first time, why not 1,000 times, you know?
It doesn't get any worse.
You're going to rob one bank? Why not rob 50? You know, it's kind of that way.
So now the banks have foreign investors coming at them. A union in retirement fund sued one of the RIMICs for $11 billion, accusing the RIMIC of seeding the investment with predatory loans intended to default. So they sued for $11 billion. The banks have people coming at them from every direction. And you and I, as individual homeowners, we're like small little flies. The only one who are really coming at us are attorneys.
Yeah, we were the
scavengers.
We were the vector point where the fraud was originally originated, dealing with real property. But since then, it's been leveraged to over $1.5 quadrillion.
Exactly. It's just grown away from us. We're a minor. The ones coming after us are these scumbag attorneys. So what we're doing is going back after the attorneys. If the attorney filed a document in the case and he claims that his client is the holder of the note, he has a duty to make sure that's true. He can't accept what his client says. He has to determine that for himself.
That's right. He's practicing law, but he didn't follow in real estate law. He didn't go down to the title company. He just did it.
Right. So now we go for his throat. We take bar grievances. We take criminal complaints for filing fraudulent documents with the court and take them down to the prosecuting attorney who refused to prosecute. At least we hope he does. And then we take criminal charges against the prosecutor for not prosecuting the lender to the head district judge and get him to refuse to act to take complaints against the prosecutor.
Then it kicks it into federal.
No, then we take the federal, take the district judge down to the grand jury and ask the grand jury to arrest the district judge. Well, the district judge is not going to be happy. He's going to go back to that prosecutor and say, what the heck's going on here? I covered your behind. They're coming after me. You better fix it.
All right, Randy, we're out of time. You'll be here next Wednesday in the third hour. and we'll start at the beginning and then work through it all. 3 hours of the transmission next Wednesday will be on this subject. We're going to do 2 extra hours that day. I'll be back live tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, for a 24-plus-hour transmission. Randy, their house of cards is coming down. I look forward to seeing you next week. Be safe.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch you online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Soon we'll be shutting our doors and windows, shutting out fresh air for months. Did you know you're also keeping in allergens, bacteria, and germs that cause colds and flu? What if there was a low-cost way of blanketing your home with clean air? There is. Introducing the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier. It utilizes new patent-pending nanotechnology, producing a blanket of oxidizers that cleans the air and sanitizes the surfaces. Imagine not spreading the cold or flu bug to everyone around you. AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier are made in the USA, come with a 3-year warranty, have no filters to replace, no grids to clean, and require no maintenance for 3 years. Try the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier risk-free for 30 days. JCN listeners, get $100 off when you order at breathebetterair.com or call 806-477-0322. That's 806-477-0322. And get the best air purifier for the best price at breathebetterair.com.
Society, reorganize your economic institutions, financial institutions. You've got to act in accordance with the wishes of your own people, in accordance with the interests of your own people. I'm not saying that you act in accordance with the wishes of Pakistani people. Please don't if you don't want to, although we have been your very staunch ally. But please be kind to your own people. You are befooling them. you are cutting across their interest, and there is no way. So the first thing that you have to do is you have to accept your mistakes. You have to accept people like me who are telling you, for heaven's sake, you have made mistakes, and now it is time to rectify those mistakes. I told you one is about the line of communication, which is so important. Nobody can win the war without their line of communication. And you were so right in pointing out that they ran out of Vietnam. They cut and ran because, and yet the line of communication were very short. They were in the Gulf of Tonkin. The aircraft were, aircraft carriers were waiting there. The other ships were there. So it was very easy for you to run out there, hanging by the skids of the helicopters. But this is not going to be possible as far as Afghanistan is concerned. How much are you going to retrieve when you run out in a haste? It is not possible. Already the word is gone, and the Taliban ranks are drawing lot of recruits, lot of motivated young men, because they are like the old war horse. They are snorting for victory. They are sensing, smelling victory in front of them, and that will not be too far. So really this is, one is the line of communication. The other is failure of intelligence. There has been such a huge lot of failure of intelligence, and I have been an intelligence expert all my life. I know that there have been such enormous mistakes on, and you engaged for security, for intelligence gathering, you engaged private contractors, the old fogies from the CIA and from the FBI. You engaged them, the tired, burnt out, fatigued, exhausted individuals, because they were the cronies, and these crony contractors played havoc with intelligence gathering and dissemination. They couldn't analyze anything. They were 92,000 reports lying with the Pentagon for over 6 years, and these were not even analyzed. Can you imagine?
And General, isn't it worse? I mean, so really the CIA and the government are blind because they've hired a bunch of crooks to do their intelligence gathering, but it's worse than being blind. In war, isn't it better to be blind than to be fed a total delusion? I mean, you see the point I'm making. They're not just getting no info. They're getting a line of bull, and so the system is delusional. It's believing its own lies.
Exactly. This is called paper milling. In the military parlance, it is known as paper milling. You put out reports which you think that the authorities are going to believe. And who are the authorities? They are your own buddies from the past. You have worked together, and it is all being done for dollars. So they have to be charged for cheating the nation. And I would so much strongly recommend that the Congress should set up an inquiry commission into their conduct. And you go around the world and see all the waterfront properties, who has amassed those waterfront properties. And you will find out there would be some general's hand or somebody from the CIA, somebody from the FBI. So there has to be some investigative journalist has got to get down to the task of finding out who has been since 9/11 amassing lot of property, wealth, and Swiss bank accounts, and all this has got to be probed.
Well, General, it's now coming out in federal court that Blackwater have reportedly men running around naked, piles of cocaine. The Iraqis had always said this, that they would just go out at night and machine gun people in their cars, families, and their houses for fun. So literally, Blackwater running around naked with machine guns shooting people, injecting steroids and snorting cocaine. That's exactly what the Iraqis and the Afghans of others, they said these people are demonic animals.
Yes, exactly. There are no less than 20,000 people who have been killed like that by the security contractors and by what they call the collateral damage. I don't know, this is something which is very, very illusionary, that anybody can be killed if it happens to be collateral damage. So there is something which is called crossfire and crosswire. If somebody is not in the crossfire and it's killed, I think there has to be accountability. You have got to amend your laws, and you have to make sure that civilian, on the one hand you talk about human rights, on the one hand you talk about humanitarian causes, and on the other you are in the name of collateral damage causing so much resentment. One nation is not going to forget this. This is terrible. You have got to apologize, and perhaps they will demand retribution. So far, America, the Taliban and those people who are likely to win the war, they have not come up with this demand. But I won't be surprised if they say that you have got to pay the compensation for the people that you have killed. In Pakistan alone, more than 2,000 people, civilians, have been killed because of the drone attacks.
All right, General
and
Gould.
The yardstick, in my opinion, is going to be the Lockerbie case.
We've got a break, sir. We've got a break. Stay there.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3135. And support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
In confusing times, would a simple outlook on health and beauty make sense?
If you're tired of taking dry vitamins without noticing any results, then the Bogdana Nutritional Formula is for you. Easy to take and absorb.
The absorption of liquids is 98% in comparison to only 20% for dry vitamins.
For the past 25 years, Bogdana Rejuvenating Nutritional Formula has been proven to get results.
Detox, nourish, and rejuvenate your body with this one-of-a-kind supplement that contains 150 natural and organic nutrients.
And a one-month supply is less than a dollar per day.
Take charge of your health and feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins or your money back.
Go to BogdanaLiquidVitamins.com or call 1-800-234-5608.
That's BogdanaLiquidVitamins.com or call 800-234-5608. Give your body what it needs and it will perform miracles in return.
For inner health and outer beauty, feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins today.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it was the best of times. It was the worst of times. The planet is waking up. Congressman Ron Paul, the true leader of the resistance against tyranny in North America, has said there is no doubt we are going to completely collapse, probably within 2 years. This has all been engineered. And the murder of Iraqis, over a million of them, the British Medical Journal admits, and they've done studies in the last 8 years, hundreds of thousands of dead Afghans, not in my name, not in George Washington's name, not in the Republic's name. They are trying to start a clash of civilizations, a war with the diverse Islamic nations, both secular and purely Islamic, in the Middle East and Central Asia, as well as Far East. This is a plan. It's on paper. It's PNAC, Dick Cheney. We do not need to play along with this. And clearly, for my analysis, they're trying to destabilize Pakistan as a pretext to go in and take over their nukes. That is not going to work. The Pakistan's people have never given up. They've never lost. The Afghans have never given up, never lost. They're very similar to the frontier people in the United States. You can't starve them out. You can't make them run. They're not going to give up. They don't value Hollywood crud and baloney. They value their families and their honor. And as the founder of the Texas Rangers said, a man in the wrong can't stand up against a man in the right who keeps on a-coming. And there is no way that this is going to end the way the media tells you. It's going to end in disgrace and bankruptcy for this country. We have got to get out of there now, and not just apologize, explain that the military-industrial complex did this, not the American people, but also help rebuild these societies and be friends with everyone, as Ron Paul says, as Dr. Paul says. We're talking to General Hamid Ghul, probably, even mainstream media admits, the global expert on the Taliban, what the Al-Qaeda really is, CIA group, on everything that's happening over there, and he's got the floor for the rest of the hour. Continue to talk about all the things that are happening and the other, quote, military mistakes, mistakes like a fox, crazy like a fox, and where this is leading, what's going to happen, because, I'm not seeing signs that these policies are being reversed. They're being accelerated, General.
Yes, indeed. They are being accelerated at the moment, and the Pentagon is demanding more troops and more money. But I can tell you that there are three determinants of the outcome of a war in the combat zone. And these are time, space, and relative strength. As far as time is concerned, Pentagon probably has the watch, but Taliban and the resistance fighters, they have the time on their side.
And they have the initiative, and they have the mass.
Yes, they have the mass also. That relative strength, I will come to you, that spaces they control. 85% of the spaces are controlled by Taliban. So even if the Americans, as they are thinking now, that they would hole into some garrison towns and sit there for till the cows come home, it's not going to work. I tell you, once the spaces are in the control of the opposition, you will be squeezed in. So never make that mistake, for God's sake, because I'm talking on behalf of the people of America. Because this is going to really create hell for them. And the third one is the relative strength. As far as Taliban ranks are concerned, they are swelling. They are already drawing recruits from all over the world. And Al-Qaeda may have boomed out. Much of it, a lot of it is a myth. But whatever it is, they are themselves accepting. Leon Panetta has accepted the other day that only about 60 to 100 Al-Qaeda members are left in this area, Pakistan and Afghanistan. Rest of them have all gone out to the Red Sea area, to Somalia, to Yemen, and to Chad, and to Central African Republic, and many other countries. 60 to 100 may be found in any of the European countries, Al-Qaeda members. We know that there have been this red warning going out to the European countries, because the Europeans want to bail out. They really want to get out of this mess. And the Americans are now trying to, the Pentagon and the CIA want to sound warnings to them that, look, if you go out, then Al-Qaeda will chase you to your own countries. Now, this is not true. I think a peace initiative has to be taken, and they are trying to take the peace initiative through Karzai's corrupt government. Taliban,
well, General,
has only today.
General, since you raise this, I have to interrupt on this point. We have some of the White House advisors in the Financial Times of London, Robert Shapiro and others, telling Obama, we need an Oklahoma City or a 9/11 to get the initiative going. It's going to be the NATO option or Operation Gladio. I'm sure you know about the Stay Behind networks in Europe. And you're going to have black ops staging terror attacks and blaming it on Islamic patsies or funding mentally ill patsies, one of their other favorite tactics, as a pretext to keep Europe in this overall strategy of neocolonial empire. So from my analysis, correct me if you disagree, there is no true Islamic network in Western Europe planning to stage terror attacks. And from a strategic view, they know if they do blow stuff up, that's going to create the London Blitz syndrome, where the Europeans are going to then want to go to war with Central Asia even more. So I believe the whole thing is a election stunt. As the Mail Online reports, Pakistan accuses the White House of exaggerating Al-Qaeda terror threat ahead of election.
Alex, you're absolutely right. I think this myth is being overblown. And I think now the world is getting wiser to it. How long can they play this dirty game? I don't think that it will be possible for them to continue to play this game.
Okay, please continue where you left off. You were getting into Europe wants to get out. Go ahead.
Yes, so Europe wants to get out, obviously for good reason, because they're spending money. They don't want to suffer casualties there. The cause is not there. You very rightly pointed out by a quotation by somebody that you have to have a moral foundation to what you are doing. Otherwise, you do not have the morale in the forces. And the relative strength depends much on the morale. As Napoleon said, moral to material is like 3-1. So you don't have, you are 1-3. Already, even if you have a lot of firepower on your side, but where can you use your firepower? Every time you have tried to use firepower, you have indulged in terrible atrocities to innocent civilians. So really, firepower alone cannot. As far as space is concerned, I've told you that you cannot stay there. I can assure you that the Afghans will close into those garrison towns, and they will bit by bit take them down.
Well, I mean, you talk about initiative or morale, killing a bunch of people at weddings and bombing children and killing Pakistan regular army troops cowardly from, CIA-controlled drones 10,000 miles away. That is only going to enrage and expand the mass that you're supposedly fighting.
Oh, remarkable. I think there is an axiom, military axiom, which says that the bigger the area of conflict, and longer the time of conflict, the established power definitely loses. And if the Americans are trying to extend the war into Pakistan's side of the AFPAC battlefield, as they say, then I'm sorry that they are going to be very, very sad about it at the end of the day, because they are not going to win.
Well, that's like the seven-year war against the British Empire here in the colonies. So continuing, sir, then, where is this going? If they're accelerating it, what are the different scenarios you see running from bad to worse? How does this end? What's the timetable, General Hamid Ghul?
Well, I think by the end of December, they would know exactly that they have got to change the policy. If they don't, then they will. You can say that they are acting against the interest of America. I can assure you this. End of December, after the elections are over, if Obama does not change his policy, then he is slave to the neocons, he is slave to the Pentagon and to the CIA mafia. I think this is quite clear to me. They are digging deeper into the hole from where they will not be able to come out. So they have got to decide by the coming December that they have to quit Afghanistan as soon as possible.
But they're arrogant, they're filled with hubris, they're looting and stealing everything here and worldwide. I don't see them stopping. I see them pulling a rabbit out of the hat. I mean, I see as options for them detonating a nuke and claiming Al-Qaeda did it, and then nuclear attacks on Afghanistan, maybe even Pakistan, definitely Iran, total police state lockdown. I mean, that's a real option for them, and basically World War III. Cheney, we know 3 years ago or 2.5 years ago on 888, it's now been declassified, did order the NATO Georgian forces to launch the attack on the Russian enclaves of Abkhazia and, of course, other areas and South Ossetia, and that the Pentagon basically refused at a point. The Russians rolled in medium-range mobile nuke trucks. And their top general, the head of their joint chiefs, came out and said, we're preparing for nuclear war. He gave a press conference. I mean, these people are completely psychopathic. I mean, I'm not kidding when I tell listeners that we may be in the next year to 2 years on the verge of World War III.
Well, Alex, you may be right, but I would still grant that there would be better sense that will prevail eventually, end of the day. And I trust the people of America, like they did in case of Vietnam War, you know, they went on to what was known as the moratorium movement and picked up from the Berkeley campus and spread across the streets and bazaars of America. And I think that forced the administration then to pull out of Vietnam. So I think American people, I place trust in the American people. Otherwise, if you let them loose as they are doing at the moment, then I think they will really bring that disaster, as you are suggesting, to the entire world. But they have got to be stopped. And who can stop them better than the American people themselves?
Well, General, what about the military? We know Admiral Fox Fallon, the head of CENTCOM, was ordered to attack Iran, and he said no and resigned. So we know there's good people in the military as well.
That's the irony. That's the irony. We are taught right in the beginning as young soldiers that, look, you have got to show character. You've got to show respect for the life of your own people. And if you think that there is something which is terribly wrong, then the best choice is to resign and say, get this job done by somebody else. And how many people will they fire? So I have a grouse against the American generals. If I was their superior, I would have a lot of them court-martialed for not standing up to the political tin gods like Rumsfeld and company, because they knew that Rumsfeld was wrong, but they would not challenge Tommy Franks and others. They simply bowed to the will of the political tin gods.
Absolutely. But that message that Fox Fallon sent did shake him up enough to back off not attacking Iran. I mean, that got the establishment's attention when their own guy said, this is insane, our fleet will be damaged, and it's immoral to do this.
Yes, exactly. You have to show courage. You have to show character. General is to show character, and if he doesn't have character, then he is irresponsible towards the life and safety of his own people, his own soldiers who are prepared to lay down their lives on his orders. It is highly immoral that you put them in the harm's way, you throw them out to the winds without giving consideration to the fact that it is winnable or not. Now, this war from the beginning was not winnable. Then the American general should have said this. It's all right. I'm a professional soldier. I'm prepared to debate it with any general of America that, look, this was not winnable. Why did you come and bash yourself first in Afghanistan and then in Iraq? Because these two areas have been described by famous historian Arnold Toynbee as the eastern and western roundabout of this region. Eastern roundabout, where the historical forces come and they knock themselves against the mountains, dry mountains of Afghanistan, and they reverse. And similarly about Iraq, he said, once you get into this roundabout, there is no way that you can win. So America did exactly the same thing as they should not have done. And Churchill once said that America eventually does the right thing after they have exhausted all the wrong options.
Well, Alexander the Great conquered everybody, huge empires, but as soon as he made the scene in Afghanistan and Pakistan, that was the end of the road, and he basically pulled out and then died. But, I mean, for those that don't know the history of this, I mean, no one has ever defeated the Pakistani and Afghan people, which, of course, share a lot of connections for those that don't know, tribally and historically. But all these empires have tried to come there and control that key juncture between East and West. Briefly, General, can you explain to them the culture, the spirit, that goes back thousands of years to this region, and the people there fundamentally understand they've never been conquered? So can you speak to that, General? Can you talk about the culture over there? I think we lost his line that happened last time. General Gould, can you hear me? Call him right back. That happens occasionally. Because, I mean, that's the issue. I mean, imagine as Americans, if there was a terror attack, say, in Russia, and we weren't as powerful as we are, with high-tech weapons, and then Russians invaded, claiming they were looking for terrorists, and 9 years later they're still there, and then now they've moved drone attacks into Canada, and the Canadian military is working with them, and then they're bombing the Canadian military. I mean, that's the insanity of all of this information. So who knows of the authorities listening? And you better believe when you got somebody like Hamid Ghul on the phone, the feds aren't just listening and the globalists aren't just listening to the internet or the AM and FM. They are listening to the phone lines. They are listening to everything we're doing right now. And I hope they didn't cut his phone line. I hope that we have a backup line to General Hamid Ghul. Plus, there's technical difficulties. I mean, how far away is Pakistan? 9,000 miles away? 10,000 miles away? It depends, you know, where you are in the United States. But from Texas, that's about 9,000 miles away. General Ghul, the line got cut, sir. Can you hear me, General?
Yes, I can hear you. I think somebody interrupted us on purpose.
Yes, well, we've got 5 minutes into the next hour, so I'm going to try to shut up. It's just so riveting to hear you lay all this out. But we're about to go to break. I was trying to get you to talk about the spirit of the Afghan and Pakistani people who've never been defeated and the foolishness of trying. I mean, all the mainline experts said, don't try this.
Yeah, 5,000 years of history, if that was not enough and they didn't care to read about it, they should have at least learned from the Russian experience. And what did the Russians tell them? Before they were invading, the Russians said, please, for God's sake, there is a lesson from our own history, recent lesson, why don't you learn? Nobody is going to come out of Afghanistan unscathed. I was once told by an Afghan Mujahid commander, he says, look at these bare mountains. We have nothing to eat. But somebody invades us, he brings something with him. And when he leaves all that behind in Afghanistan. And that is how we survive.
General, we're going to break. Stay there. We got 10 more minutes with you after the break. And I want to walk through this history when we return and talk about the Russian experience. I mean, they could beat the Nazis, but they couldn't beat the Afghans.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
Thank you.
the shoe on the other foot. Can you imagine if a couple hundred thousand Afghans came over to the United States, what would happen to them? They could never win, even if they had all our weapons, because they don't have the moral right, just like the British Empire, never beaten until the 1776 war. Never beaten. Now, they beat Napoleon 20 years later, but they couldn't beat the farmers of the colonies. General Gould, before you got interrupted there by your line being cut or muted, please continue down that line of explaining to people who the Afghan and Pakistan people are historically.
For 5,000 years, they have resisted the invaders, and all kinds of invaders have come, and they have gone with bloody nose out of this area. You see, I am a student of military history, as any military historian will tell you, that nations cannot be defeated by invaders. No matter how strong armies are, how strong firepower they have, nations cannot be. Armies can be defeated by armies, but nations cannot be defeated by invading armies. And it is true of the Afghans, if it's true of anybody in the world. This is a very special race. They are mullahs, mujahids, traders, and fighters at the same time. So really, Afghan nation fights as a whole. Churchill said that in Afghanistan, the fighting begins only after the invaders have captured Afghanistan. That means the resistance begins from that point onwards. Similarly, Russians, when they came in, they had initially thought that they would put down the Afghan resistance in 3 months' time, and they stayed for more than 10 years. And how did they go out? With General Gramov walking across the Amu River bridge in the middle, he didn't turn back, but he prayed to himself. And now in his book he has mentioned, he said, we will never return to Afghanistan. That means they had made a huge mistake. They were a superpower. They had enormous amount of firepower at their disposal, and they were far more ruthless than the Americans could ever be. But they could not defeat the Afghan spirit, because the nation of Afghanistan was fighting as a whole. And now this is not a Taliban movement. It must be understood that it is a national resistance by Afghan people, and they simply cannot be defeated. There is no history, there is no example in history where a nation can be defeated by the invading armies.
In fact, the exact same signature, paradigm, roadmap of what's happened every other time, including with the Russians, is now playing out and accelerating. And when you look at that and understand that, it is a frightening thing to show how delusional the ruling class is that runs this country.
Yeah, indeed. The Russians are now, according to my information, it's still not confirmed, but I think it is it's quite authentic that Russians are trying to reach out to Pakistan and to the Afghan resistance now, because they are already looking at this vacuum which will be caused by the American withdrawal, which inevitably is going to happen. So the Russians are smelling a similar kind of situation which the Americans smelled earlier on, but they won't come militarily. They will come commercially. They will come with open arms. They will come as friends. And I think the Russians will be the net gainers, and what a laugh they will have. They will laugh all the way to the bank and to the bazaars of Moscow that, look, eventually we have taken it out against the Americans.
Well, just like the U.S. is now friends with Vietnam, Ho Chi Minh wanted to be friends from the beginning.
Yes, that's right. And now imagine that, what did you do by pulling out of Vietnam? Did you do something wrong? No, it was the right thing to do, and it was a morally correct thing to do. And now in Afghanistan, you have to, really the game is now cutting your losses.
Right.
Cut your losses.
General, we've got a break. 5 more minutes with you. We appreciate General Hamid Ghul's time. We'll let him finish up on that point. Straight ahead, back in 70 seconds.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.